in the church, we are friends of God because of Jesus, because of his life, his death, and his resurrection. And because of that, we can be friends with each other because of Jesus. Today we're going to look at how Jesus makes us God's friends. Just take some time to welcome those around you. You don't have to take part in this, but if you do, it's a friendly gesture. Tell them your name if you don't know, and shake hands or whatever, or give a sign of friendship. That's what God wants us to do, to welcome people, to make them his friends. And one point about this, we use our bodies to communicate with people, not just our words. And today I want to try an experiment. It's called an interactive reading. And in it we're going to use our bodies to communicate important things in our first reading. Now I understand that not everyone is going to feel comfortable with doing this. And if you don't feel comfortable, you're very welcome just to close your eyes, and to you it'll seem just like a normal reading. But if you could bring up the slide, Jim. Every time we say Christ in the reading, I want us to put our arms in a cross shape. So if you want to take part in this, please stand up now, because you'll find it rather difficult sitting down. That's Christ, then God, then enemies, then friends, and then sin, and then righteousness. Christ, God, enemies, friends, sin, righteousness. Right, we've got to do it for real now. Stay standing. The reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 at verse 16, and it's the Apostle Paul who is speaking to the Corinthians. No longer then do we judge anyone by human standards. Even if at one time we judged Christ according to human standards, we no longer do so. Anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. The old is gone, the new has come. All this is done by God, who through Christ changed us from enemies into his friends, and gave us the task of making others his friends also. Our message is that God was making the whole human race his friends through Christ. God did not keep an account of their sins, and he has given us the message which tells us how he makes them his friends. Here we are then, speaking for Christ, as though God himself were making his appeal through us. We plead on Christ's behalf, let God change you from enemies into his friends. Christ was without sin, and for our sake, God made him share our sin, in order that in union with him, we might share the righteousness of God. May God bless to us this reading from his word. Amen.